Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for the show is provided in part by listener members like you. Please become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Over the past few weeks, we've been exploring musical families such as the Gabrielli, Caccini, Marais, Forcarré, Laws, Purcell, and Couperin families. This week, we'll look at a family whose musical ability might be a bit of a surprise to some listeners. This family is perhaps of the greatest importance or consequence to history, for they ruled over no small parcel of land. I'm talking about the Austrian Habsburgs, specifically the Holy Roman Emperors Ferdinand III, Leopold I, and Joseph I. So, when they weren't doing things like starting the Thirty Years' War, pushing the Ottomans out of Hungary, or battling Louis XIV of France, they invested heavily in their court and religious music establishments, ennobling several musicians and producing compositions themselves. Music was an important part of the education of an Austrian archduke, that is, the princes of the blood. Together with languages, theology, and military training, music was seen as the mark of an educated man. The surviving compositions of these emperors are, in fact, very good music and express their deep religious convictions, although there are secular dances, songs, and even an opera that are known to have been written. Ferdinand III became Holy Roman Emperor in 1636. His vast territories were entangled, in fact, central to the Thirty Years' War. This was started by his father in order to punish the wayward Bohemians who dared to insult the Catholic Habsburgs by choosing their own sovereign, a mere elector who, no less, was a Calvinist. Despite the huge military budget and the sufferings throughout Central Europe, Ferdinand III invested heavily in his imperial chapel and brought numerous musicians to Vienna from Italy. One of these, Giovanni Valentini, was his teacher. We're going to hear two of Ferdinand III's works today, both religious works, both hymns, in fact. The first is the nativity hymn, Jesus Redemptora Omnium, and this is followed by a very appropriate military-type hymn, written no doubt to inspire his fatigued troops. This is Deus Tuorum Militum, God, prize and crown of your soldiers, the reward, free from sin's snare. This is the Wiener Academy, Martin Haselbuch, director.
Thank you. Prestator hoc presentis, curvet per manni circulum, quod solus is in opatris mundi salus ad veneris, mundi salus ad
Thank you.
We heard two hymns of the Holy Roman Emperor Ferdinand III, head of the Austrian Habsburg family, and these were performed by the Wiener Akademie, Martin Haselbuch, director. Ferdinand ensured that his children received exemplary education. With Maria Anna of Spain, his first cousin and first wife, he had two sons who survived infancy, another Ferdinand and Leopold. As a teenager, the young Ferdinand was crowned King of Hungary and Croatia, King of Bohemia, and King of the Romans, the latter title the definitive sign that Ferdinand III expected his son to be elected emperor one day. But this was not to be, for the young man died of smallpox a few months before his 21st birthday. We don't have evidence that young Ferdinand was a composer, but his father had brought the great German keyboardist Johann Jakob Froberger to Vienna, and it's possible that Froberger tutored the prince. In response to the shocking death, Froberger wrote a highly rhetorical lament on the death of Ferdinand IV, King of the Romans. This is played by harpsichordist Sergio Vartalo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sergio Vartolo performing the lament on the sad loss of His Royal Majesty Ferdinand IV, King of the Romans, that is, heir to the Habsburg legacy lands and intended future Holy Roman Emperor. Now, it was always wise to have an heir and a spare, so after the death of the young king, Ferdinand III's other son, Leopold, was given his deceased brother's titles. Leopold had had a particularly grueling education and was perhaps being considered for a high church position, but he loved hunting, dancing, and music, and performing in theatrical and operatic productions. When he became emperor, he employed over 100 musicians, he ennobled several of them, and he himself composed dance music, oratorios, and other sacred pieces. We'll first hear a brief instrumental work of his, and then an impressive motet on the Seven Sorrows of the Blessed Virgin. These pieces are from different recordings, both on the CPO label, and in both cases, we'll hear the Wiener Academy under the direction of Martin Hazelbrook.
Thank you.
We heard two contrasting works of the Emperor Leopold I, who lived from 1640 to 1705 and essentially epitomized the Austrian High Baroque. He is, by the way, like his father, a direct ancestor of the celebrated conductor Nicholas Harnoncourt. We heard an instrumental sonata and a motet on the Seven Sorrows of the Blessed Virgin, the Wiener Academy under the direction of Martin Haselbuch. Habsburg musical ability continued for yet another generation with Leopold I's son and successor, Joseph I. Joseph was not as bellicose as his father, and he actually signaled that he would accept religious dissent. This is his sacred cantata, Regina Caeli, a piece that already shows elements of the Viennese preclassical style. Once again, the leading performers of Habsburg imperial music, the Wiener Academy.
Oh.
We heard the sacred cantata Regina Coeli, composed by the Emperor Joseph I, an impressive and refined work written in the early 18th century, the Wiener Akademie, Martin Hasselbuch, director. You're listening to Well-Tempered Baroque, and we're exploring music composed by the Austrian Habsburg emperors Ferdinand III, his son Leopold I, and his son Joseph I, three generations of musical talent. And that is our show for today. If you enjoyed my program today, a production of the Classical Network, please consider becoming a donor to or a member of our station. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information on how to become a member or to donate or to become a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. And of course, you don't have to be local to our broadcast area. Through our streaming, we're heard throughout the globe. And it's the global network of music lovers that is the Classical Network. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great week.